wanted to talk about building meaningful relationships in the hospitality. What is that? Describe that for us and our viewers.
I think hospitality is all about people and building not only those relationships, but those experiences. And those experiences only get better kind of with those relationships. And, you know, I think, you know, in hospitality, I've got so lucky.
Hi, this is Ted Kelly with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Hey, today our guest is Steve Curran. He is the co-host of The Modern Hoteller. He's also the sales director for SHR. He's going to come on and chat with us a little bit about all of the wonderful things he's doing on both fronts and probably educate you and me on some of the great things that's going on in hospitality world. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ted. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time. We are privileged, and I'm sure our guests will be enlightened by all of the great things we get to chat about in our talk today. One of the great things that I always like to do before I get into the conversation with our folks is I always like to hear how folks got into the hospitality world, because it's not always a direct path, and you'd be surprised at some of the weird stories that we hear about how people actually ended up in the hospitality space. So before we get into it, tell us a little bit about how you got into the hospitality space.
Yeah, and I feel like nobody got into the hospitality space on purpose. So I am that kind of same way as well. I grew up in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, outside of Madison, went to college in Milwaukee. I fell in love with sales. I actually sold Cutco knives as my first job in college. And once I graduated, I moved to Washington, D.C., and I worked in a huge company, traded on the stock exchange, that, you know, did corporate research and advisory services, and I kind of missed this more small business feel. So I went to a company called SmartBrief that does online publishing with different trade associations, and I happened to be in the travel, hospitality, and food and beverage space. And I fell in love kind of with the hospitality space and the folks that I was dealing with. But I have always been interested in technology. So what I did was I looked around and found technology companies that were around the Washington, D.C. area. And I came across Stay in Touch, the PMS company. So I applied and got the job. And that's really where I not only fell in love with hospitality, but the people, the technology, and specifically the independent hotel space. So I was there for a few years, and then I had the opportunity to run kind of the US side of things at a startup PMS company called Stay Flexi. So I was there, and while we were there, I met David Melilli, and he was advising the company. And from there, we started the Modern Hotelier podcast about almost a year and a half ago now. So we've been doing that. And most recently, I just joined the SHR group for as a sales director.
Oh, wow. So you've got an interesting trek in how you ended up to where you are today. And I'm sure it's still evolving, right?
It is. And I think that's the exciting part, right? Especially being on the technology side. I mean, with AI and what's happening, it's just right. Constantly evolving, and, you know, new technologies are always coming out. So it's a very exciting spot to be right now.
Before we dive into our topics, let me make sure I remind our viewers to follow us on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can also find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And as always, we always love having your feedback and inputs, because we always like to come up with juicy topics that folks like to hear about. All right, Steve, let's talk about the topics that you and I want to discuss today. We wanted to talk about building meaningful relationships in the hospitality. What is that? Describe that for us and our viewers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what hospitality is all about, right? I think hospitality is all about people and building not only those relationships, but those experiences. And those experiences only get better kind of with those relationships. And, you know, I think, you know, in hospitality, I've got so lucky kind of to have the podcast as this kind of avenue like you do, where you get to sit and talk with so many interesting people without an agenda or without kind of a purpose. It's just more to learn about them and to understand kind of their backgrounds, where they're coming from, and their perspective. And I think that's so important, and not only hospitality, but everywhere, just to, you know, understand other perspectives. And, you know, I think that's one thing that really helps build kind of those relationships. And, you know, we have so many tools like LinkedIn where you have access to people like Ted Kelly that you can just shoot him a message and, you know, he'll respond to you. So, you know, that's just one thing that I found, you know I have a fairly young career, but, you know, it's just been one thing in the hospitality industry specifically that's really stood out with me with the people and, you know, one thing that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah. You know, I think as we've talked about before, that the hospitality space, either you love it or you hate it. Right? So, you know, if you're either a people person or you're not kind of a people person is how I like to view it. You got to always got to have that right personality, you know, smile, because in a hotel space, you run into so many different dynamics, so many different situations that just happen kind of out of the blue. And you, even though, you know, things may be tearing up behind you, you got to have that face of, you know, we can handle it. You know, we're glad you're here. We'll make sure you enjoy your stay, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like so many, just the simple questions like, how can I help you? Or can I do anything to help you go so far, you know, not only in hospitality, but anywhere you go. So like just having those conversations and asking questions to folks, I think is such a valuable thing as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, The places that really stick out with me are the places that seem to have a really, really high level of customer-centric focus. You know, from the moment you step on the property or the moment you step out of the vehicle, you know, if it's the doorman, if it's just the concierge guy, if it's the front desk, it's always that level of service or that feeling of service. You know, that warmth that you feel when you're trying to check into a hotel the first time, because you only get that, right? You only get the first time to make a first impression, one time to make a first impression. And that is so critical to how the hotel performs from there on out. You know, I just think it's so important.
I mean, absolutely. And I know, you know, I'll talk about this later, I'm sure, with personalization of the guest experience, but just having the right attitude when a guest walks in and, you know, looking to help them and, you know, you want to make their day, right? This is probably an exciting experience for them, something that they've been looking forward to for months or, you know, possibly even years. So just doing what you can to, maybe it's just recommending a restaurant or helping with travel plans. I was recently traveling in Portugal and, you know, there were no TVs in this hotel, so it was a very much just an experience-based hotel, and that's all they did was make sure that we were okay and we were having the best time and enjoying the hotel itself.
Yeah, yeah, so super important. Well, let's shift gears a little bit. So you're the co-host of a top-rated podcast, The Modern Hoteler. So tell our viewers, what made you guys start your podcast? Was it just a desire to want to be out on the front lines and talking about stuff? Or what was it?
Man, we never thought it would be this big. I thought it just was going to be two guys chatting and nobody really listening, to be honest with you. But we have had just a ton of fun doing it. And it all started just kind of with a comment that was made when I was at Stay Flexi. David Milley was also advising the company. And we just randomly threw out, oh, it'd be fun to start a podcast. And the CEO of the company, Venkat Sakamuri, was like, it's actually a really good idea. Like, you guys should do that. And we just kind of, we found a producer, John, who's absolutely incredible. And he kind of taught us the ropes and we learned the ropes. And the idea behind it is we see so many people on LinkedIn, but you don't really know who they are. You just see their posts and you know, maybe see their podcasts that they're promoting, but like who they are, where they come from, why they act the way that they act, we don't know that. So we kind of wanted to kind of put more of the focus on who these people are in our industry that are either leading the hotels, leading the management companies, tech companies, or even influencers as well. So that's kind of what we did. So our format, we get to know the person first. You can understand a little bit more about what makes them tick. Then we go through their career. So we understand, hey, how did this person become CEO? So we can understand like, oh man, they started out just like I did. So you can kind of understand who that person is, what perspectives they might have. And then we get their industry thoughts. And, you know, it has just been an absolute awesome time, which I'm sure you have the same kind of opinion as well. It's just great to meet so many people in our industry who have done incredible things. So it's been a real great time so far.
Yeah. And it's truly amazing because I love the stories where the guy starts out as the doorman and he ends up being the CEO of the company, right? That's like, what a feel-good story. It's like every one of those is like a movie to me, right? Because it's like, I started at the bottom, right? Now I'm all the way here at the top, and here's all the things that I had to do to get there, but it was worth it in the end. So it's just really encouraging and uplifting for, obviously, our viewers and audience that get a moment to listen to the personal story of some of the guests that you had. And it's just always profoundly rewarding for me to hear that story, because it just keeps me encouraged.
Absolutely. And I think we see some of these, you know, people who might be higher up and we think, oh man, that just happened to them, right? And that's not the case with you know, 99% of these folks. Is they started in hotels, maybe as a housekeeper, front desk, and you know, they really worked their way up. And it's, you know, it's inspiring to talk to these people, you know, and understand kind of their life lessons that we just get to learn just from talking to them, right? I think we're so lucky as podcasters to be in this situation just to learn from people every day. And it's such a cool experience.
Yeah. And I've got one other question for you on the podcast, but before I do that, I want to make sure that I remind our viewers, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you check us out here on LinkedIn, follow us, obviously, and so check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. You probably have some great tips for, and as always, we appreciate your feedback. Now, I know you being a professional podcaster now,
I don't know about that, but thank you.
You probably have some guys that may want to be a podcaster. Or should I say, what's some of the toughest challenges that you run into in hosting a podcast?
Man, I guess my suggestion is, yeah, you know, just go out and do it. You know, your first ones do not need to be good. I have watched my first episode and I cringe, but it's one of those things where it's like you look back and, you know, it's kind of funny to do. But, you know, everybody has a laptop, everybody has a camera. Just start doing that. And, you know, if you want to talk about things yourself, that's awesome. Blogs are very easy to start if you don't want to be on camera, you know? So, and now we have such great tools like utilize ChatGPT. You can punch out a blog pretty easily on a topic. So, you know, either do that. Podcasting, if you want to be in front of camera, pretty easy. But my advice on that would be just jump in and get started. I think the biggest challenge, I like talking to people. I am not a person that likes to be in front of people giving talks in front of hundreds or, you know, things like that. So that was kind of a little nerve-wracking thing to kind of be on camera and realize people are going to be talking. But I think the thing that we really had to find was kind of our voice and our purpose and why we're doing what we're doing. And that's one thing that we made sure we had a clear outline before we even got started. What is our purpose? You know, what are we trying to give to the industry almost? And what value are we going to provide our listeners? So I think that if you can find that and you're like, and you're passionate about it, and you know, if you really enjoy that and want to dig in deeper, I think you'd be a perfect podcast host.
And as you are. So there you go. You've done it.
I'm still trying to catch up to you. I appreciate it, though.
All right. Hey, let's talk about guest experiences for a second. How do you guys personalize the guest experience? And I'm sure with SHR and all of the different things that you guys do, how do you guys make that special and unique? How do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. So the guest experience, it's just one thing that has become passionate, kind of being from the PMS space. You have mobile check-in, things like that. Now I'm in kind of the CRS, CRM, RMS space too. But, you know, it's just really awesome that you get to control the guest experience and really it's about making memories, right? Guests are no longer coming to hotels and, you know, just staying there, checking in and, you know, hanging out by the pool. They want experiences. One stat that I heard that still blows my mind is 70% of Gen Z travelers are basing their travel around cannabis experiences, which is 70% of Gen Z travelers. Yeah, Brian Applegate, great quote, great stat right there. But the guests these days want something more with their trip than just going. They want hyper local experiences. They want to go to a city and either taste that wine that person or that is in that city or that brewery or maybe what food is, you know, special to that part of town. And I think it's so important for hotels to, you know, kind of provide those experiences and along with that personalization, kind of knowing who your guests are. And, you know, I don't think, you know, some hotels will find LinkedIns and social media profiles to find their guests. But I think if you ask, hey, what are you here for? Are you here for an anniversary? You know, are you here for work? Are you here for a birthday? What are you celebrating? And remember that. And then when you see that guest, be like, are you enjoying your birthday? Do you have a great day? That type of personalization makes people feel so special when, you know, that staff remembers details about them. You know, remembering a name is great. I'm terrible at that, but I try to remember details about people and bring them up. So I think making sure you're focused on the guests, you know, making sure why are they there? And then by providing experiences, you know, you want to make it easy too. I'm through the booking process. If you can provide those experiences right there, but if you're not doing that, you know, at least advise your guests on what to do, where to go in your city to really enjoy that kind of hyper-local experience.
Right, right. And in our hotels, and I don't know, maybe your experience, you know better than I might, a hotel is doing a better job of getting those type of metrics and that type of information ahead of guests coming to the hotel and checking in. How are they doing that?
Absolutely. And I think that's so important, right? Because you can't book an experience if you don't know an experience is there, right? So I think hotels are now understanding this. And, you know, at SHR, what we do is, you know, try to incorporate those experiences into the booking process. So, you know, instead of just booking a room, you might not do that. Say you want to hypothetically book your brewery experience. So you're going to book your experience first, and then the room is almost secondary because you're just going to be in the room to sleep, right? So, you know, you might not need that huge deluxe suite room. You just might need that king size room. So, you know, you can incorporate those experiences into the booking process before they book. I'm also a huge fan of incorporating them into the check-in process. I get super excited when I go on vacations, so I am way more likely to book an experience in that moment just because I'm excited to be there. So kind of during that check-in process. And then while you're there as well, you know, one hotel that I worked with in California, they were very guest-centric and they would have campfires every night. So one thing you could buy is a s'more package. So through the mobile app, their phone, you could go [S2] Great. [S1] To see what events are at the hotel and then be like, hey, do you want to add a s'more package onto the campfire night? Pretty easy, and you can do it. You know, now we can do everything from our cell phones. So, you know, I think those experiences you can work into the booking, the check-in, and even while the guest is on premise, and then afterwards as well, you know, with the checkout process and utilizing the CRM as well.
Wow, that is absolutely
sorry amazing. I went on for a tangent a little bit about there. I enjoy the guest journey.
you're absolutely right. The more things you can do to make that guest remember their experience at your hotel, guess they feel right. Well, they feel the best and stay at your hotel every time they're in the city or near your city. You don't have to worry about it because people will go where they feel good about their experience. So you don't really have to worry about, you know, whether they'll stay with you again. The question is, when will they stay with you again? Because, you know, they've had a great experience and, you know, they might have done you a great favor and filled out the guest satisfaction scores and all that good stuff. But if you've done a good job, they will definitely come and stay again because I know I'm like that myself. I mean, if I had experienced a great hotel, you don't have to worry about me, you know, looking for a hotel when I'm in the city. I'm going to stay at that hotel.
Absolutely. And if you can like provide that great experience, I mean, like you said, it's much more expensive to acquire a new guest than retain an old one. And it's, if you can provide that unique experience and that memorable experience, it's an easy win from there on out.
Yeah, that is so awesome, man. So Steve, how do folks find you? I know you've got so many great things that you offer to folks, but how do folks find you if they need, you know, services, they need, you know, tips on how to be a great podcaster, which you have eloquently laid out for us here. How do they find you?
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. You can find me on LinkedIn. Just Steve Caran, my last name is Carran. Otherwise, if you're interested about podcast stuff, steve@themodernhotelier.com. But yeah, if you're interested in learning about SHR, if you want to find out more about SHR, feel free to shoot me an email at steve.caran@shrgroup.com.
Wow. Well, Steve, thanks again for giving us a few minutes of your time today. I've really enjoyed it. I'm sure our viewers will as well.
Well, Ted, I appreciate the time. This was so fun. You know, you've been doing this for about 3 years. So I appreciate all kind of the hard work you've put on the podcasting side. So, you know, people like me have an avenue to do this because you definitely are one of the pioneers here in the hospitality space for podcasting. So thank you. It is an honor to be on.
All right. Well, thank you again and appreciate the kudos. It's a lot of work, but the guys behind the scenes make it look easy. So I appreciate
that right.
As well.
Absolutely.
This has been another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, look and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you can always find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Ted's Hospitality Minute is sponsored by Recoverit. Don't wait for disaster to happen to wish you had done this.